Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder and these traits that come along with it and without the disorder. Today's episode is going to be about future faking and narcissists, how narcissistic people use the promises of marriage, the promises of having kids, the promises of going on trips and things like that as manipulation tactics to get you in a position to fall in love with them or to get something from you, to clap your cheeks or whatever you want to say, to get some cheeks from you, to clap your cheeks or to put the cheeks on you. Whatever the position that you're in this relationship, that's how it's going to be right there. So future faking is simple. Yeah, it sounds just like what it is. What is future faking? What does that mean? Listen, read it out loud. Sound it out phonetically. Future faking. Future faking. Future faking. Could it mean faking the future? Yes. Yes. This is exactly what it is. Yeah. Who, movie quiz. What movie did it come from right there? Yeah. If you don't know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. the live action movie from the 90s. But yeah, that's how they do it. Narcissistic people will use the promises of things in the future to manipulate you in the present, to bring you to the present right now. Hey, you acting just like a wife would. I can't wait to marry you in 15 years. You acting just, you're taking care of the house just like a husband did. Husband can. I cannot wait to have your babies in 6 years. They will use things like that to manipulate you. They can use future faking as breadcrumbing. They can use it to breadcrumb you as a way of intermittent reinforcement. They can just use it. You know, they can just tell you that you're on the right track. It's kind of like giving you a pat on the back, giving you a gold star as an adult. You remember you used to get gold stars in kindergarten and first grade and stuff like that to let you know that when you had put your lunchbox up, when you had colored within the lines, pretty much that's what narcissistic people are doing. They're telling you as an adult that you're coloring within the lines of the relationship, like with a colored pencil and not a marker. You know what I mean? That's what they're doing. Future faking the funk to get you there. Hey, if you keep acting right, if you keep acting the way you are right now, I promise you in the future, we're going to get married. I can promise you in the future, we're going to have kids. I can promise you in the future, we're going to, we're going to have a great life together. And they'll do this thing out. This is not, a lot of narcissistic people do this while they're already in an established relationship. But some narcissists and toxic people will do this to get you in that relationship. They'll promise you the future. When I graduate from school, I'm 44 years old. I live at home with my mom. I don't have a job or whatever. But when I graduate from school, when I get my air conditioner certification, we're gonna be rich and famous. I'm gonna start an air conditioning business. And we're gonna be rich and famous. Haven't done anything in their entire lives except being enabled and pampered by their mother. And y'all will fall for that. Stop it. They can only future fake you if you believe in a future with this person. Be realistic with your boundaries. Be realistic with your goals and things like that. Because they can only future fake you if you believe in this fake ass future that they're selling you. They sell you a dream. Narcissists are used people sellers. You know how I use car salesmen? Narcissists are used people salesmen, and they will sell themselves. And guess what? Most narcissistic people, if they don't work on themselves, if they don't go to therapy and work on themselves and hone in on the ability to be who they really are, then they are going to sell you a lemon that is themselves. A lemon person. Like a lemon vehicle, when you drive it off the lot, you got that new car smell, you're like, oh, this thing fresh. Then a mile and a half away from the dealership, the damn car break down. That's a lemon, y'all. The engine blew. They had like, you open, you pop the hood, and they had like scotch tape and some Hennessy bottle jammed into the engine to keep it work, to keep it running, to get you right down the street. And guess what? No returns. Hey, no refunds. You signed the contract. There's no warranty. You don't get warranty on, you don't get warranties on people. That's why you have to educate yourself on what you're going through right now. You know what I mean? That's it. That's literally it. You have to educate yourself on what you're going through right now in this moment, because that's how you help yourself. That's how you help yourself heal. That's how you balance your mindset and your, and how you live in your life. That's literally it right there. So if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, don't let them sell you a fake future. I was talking to a, so if y'all don't know, I do Zoom one-on-ones. I do Zoom coaching and things like that, or one-on-ones over Zoom and things like that. And I was talking to a woman the other day. She said, her I guess her ex boyfriend or whatever would just sell her on the future and just like he would like rub her, like he would do intermittent reinforcement by rubbing her ring finger when she did something good, when she did something that he approved of. He would rub her ring finger like this, like coax her ring finger, and just say, "Hey, look, you're gonna be a great wife one day," and just kept doing that for years. Like, y'all, people are weird as hell. Rubbing the ring finger, that's a goddamn red flag. Instead of rubbing your ring finger, ooh, that ring gonna feel good right here. That, y'all, listen, think about somebody rubbing your ring finger right now and patting you on the back. Again, that's like rewarding you for coloring within the lines. You just color within the lines. Good job, kindergartner that is 44 years old. Good job, kindergartner that is 30 years old. I'm telling you. They can only future fake you if you believe in the future that they're selling you. Get realistic, y'all. Ask yourself, is this even...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Impossible with this person. Is this future that this person is promising me, or this future that I'm believing that they're promising me, the future that they're promising me that I'm believing in, is it actually realistic with this person? And the way you can tell, like, if you're already in a relationship with this person, the way you can tell is be realistic. Like, have they shown you the ability to get where they're going, what they're promising you? Have their actions backed up what they're telling you or what they're selling you? A certificate in a 4-week course to get your air conditioner certificate, you know, is going to lead to $1 million business in the next year or so. Yeah, be realistic. Is it possible? Yeah, but realistically, is that going to happen? Be real. I'm just telling y'all. If a lot of y'all be realistic with these people in the beginning, and just what you see and what you hear and what you observe. Don't believe, like, stop. Goddamn, y'all. This is the thing that blows my mind. Stop believing everything people tell y'all. That y'all don't even, sometimes y'all don't even know these people. You just believe them willy nilly. All my exes are crazy as hell. I've had 15 exes. I have 15 crazy ass people in my life. That's not a red flag for y'all. Seriously, that is how is that not a goddamn red flag? How? Seriously, how is that not a red flag? Y'all, stop believing everything that comes out of a stranger's goddamn mouth. Please, please, please. That's like getting into a old white van with like as an adult, get into a white van and somebody drive up on you and offer you a lollipop. You're 33 years old and a random white van drives up beside you and tells you to get in, opens the sliding door and tells you to get in. They got $1 million in there for you. Are you going to get into that vehicle? No. It's just like going to onto a blind date and the first night you meet somebody, them telling you they love you, or the first weekend, they telling you they love you. They never felt this way about anybody else. Yeah. I don't know what to say. I get it. I've said silly shit like that before. How does that work? How does it work from your perspective? This is not me trying to chastise you. I really seriously want to know how that works. If I meet you a weekend and I tell you I love you, I never felt this way by anybody else. How does that work for y'all? How does that work on y'all? This is not me trying to be little. I literally seriously want to know. Put in the comment section how this works. This is one of the questions. If you made it this far, I appreciate you. This is one of the questions I want to ask. Like, how did that work on y'all? A weekend. Y'all just met and clapped your cheeks once or twice and they told you they love you and they want to marry you a weekend. How does that work? How does that work? I mean, I know it can work if you're in a vulnerable state. I know that. If you are vulnerable, if you're getting out of a toxic situation, slow your ass down and don't hop into another relationship. The best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else. No, the hell it is not. Y'all keep listening to these old idioms and stupid shit that people used to say back in the day. The best way to get over a woman is to get behind another woman. No, the hell it is not. That's how you get out of one toxic woman, get into another one. That's how you get out of one toxic man into another one. Stop. Slow the hell down. Actually, listen to your friends and family, y'all. Sometimes you have to listen to your friends and family. Are friends and family sometimes jealous? Yes. But sometimes, are they being realistic? You don't know them. Yeah, we in love. It's true love, Anna. Elsa, if Anna would have listened to Elsa, Frozen, the first whole Frozen movie would have went differently. It would have went completely differently. It's true love. We want to get married first night. It's true love. Elsa was like, what the hell are you talking about? Ain't no true love, girl. Shut your ass up. You don't know him. You don't know anything about him. But Anna said Elsa didn't know anything about Hans, while simultaneously not knowing anything about Hans. Didn't know his last name. Didn't know shit about this man, except he was from the Southern Isles. Of where? There's so many Southern Isles. Like, the Southern Isle of what? The Southern Isle of who? She didn't know who Hans was. Look, you got it. It's crazy. I got to use a Disney movie as a reference right here. Take heed. Listen, a lot of y'all are Anna's. Anna's or Andrews. Anna and Andrews. Listen to Elsa. Y'all listen to your big sister sometimes. Sometimes your big sister has your best interest. Be realistic. Realism defeats future faking a lot of times, y'all. Be realistic. Cut through that future faking BS with your realistic knife. Your vector knife, with your realistic vector knife, and cut through it with your Bushido blade of realism. Cut through the future faking BS, because they're gonna sell you on a dream, and they're gonna sell you a dream, and you're gonna purchase reality later, and you'll be like, damn, this person really is not capable of giving me this life that they promised me, or they kept saying, you know, or 6 years into it, they still rubbing your ring finger, telling you're gonna be a good wife, or you're gonna be a good husband, you know, they're telling you you're gonna be a great father one day. Be realistic, y'all. Realism defeats future faking. I'm telling you, be realistic. Slow yourself down. And I'm going to cut this thing short. Y'all know I went over my little time limit. I try to go between, say, under 12, 13 minutes. So, live in-person meetup, Durham, North Carolina, July 23rd, 2022. In case y'all heard, seen this in the future. July 23rd, 2022, Durham, North Carolina, the Honeysuckle at Lakewood from 3 p.m. until come through. Me, Ben Taylor, Carrie McAvoy, who wrote this book on Amazon. Go check it out. Love You More. Carrie McAvoy, PhD, narcissist survivor, and PhD. Tells people how to break out narcissism. It's on Amazon. Buy that book if you haven't. I bought it. She'll be there. Bree, come through, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because as much as y'all learn from me, I learn even more from y'all. I said that really fast, didn't I? Thank y'all for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Bye.